RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
You can send me a half moon sapphire oval center diamond ring. I need it for Tuesday.
Wait, say that again?
You've got a 4.5-carat oval diamond.
Oh, okay.
With half moon sapphires on the side.
All right, let's see what I got.
It claims to be available.
Oh, are you guys getting hit with snow again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because what could be more fun than Christmas in snow?
There you go. You said it's a
my crew needs to do $235,000 between now and the 25th to get to Belgium in January. So I'm doing what I can to help, though.
Okay.
I'm calling in my big guns to make this happen.
This is a tell me what it is
three
again.
Stone.
It's a 3-stone ring.
4.5. Yeah. Do you have? What's the T number?
294-295.
All right. Bear with me for one quick moment, please. Your call is important to us.
Please hold. Your call is important.
You know the only reason I say that is because of you.
I like it.
I see it. $29,450. Yellow gold. Well, that's pretty. We must have just gotten that. I don't think I've recalled seeing that before.
Yeah, I got a guy coming in on Tuesday who sold his business a couple of years ago for $35 million.
Holy cow.
And he's now just coming into his money. Like I was just explaining to another dealer that, you know, when that happens at first, people think they're going to run out of money, so they do nothing. And then suddenly they kind of figure out they're going to be okay if they spend a little bit of money.
Yeah, sure.
So that's where he is now. So I'm meeting him Tuesday. I've met him before. He's actually a friend of my younger brother's. He used to own a company nationwide. It was called Duty Calls, D-O-O-D-Y. Have you seen those trucks? Duty Calls.
Can't say as if I have.
They're mobile dog shit pickup.
Oh, no kidding.
They'll come to your yard and clean up the dog shit.
Wow. Talk about taking
$35 million.
That's crazy. Talk about putting 12,000 12-year-olds out of business.
Right. Exactly. It's franchised. You can buy one if you want.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Duty Calls. Anyway. He'll be here Tuesday. I want to start talking about a big ring for his wife's 50th birthday, which is in January. I need to have something to show him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, beside the flawless 5-carat emerald cut coming from Louis Newman, set and ready to go for $150,000, I thought I'd get something that's, like, realistic.
Okay, well, for him, that technically is realistic.
Yeah, but I...
There's also a 2.25-carat round freestone with baguettes on the side.
Yeah.
That's 16.
Oh, you're really giving him some leeway. I think I could be okay with that. Give me the P number on that one, too. You've also got a $16,000 2.5-carat round we might get you to push my way, too, if they'll let you.
294-165.
Okay. All right. It's here.
I think both of those kind of start that conversation. Well, now the three of those. So you got the 16, the 29, and the ridiculous money. So I think that that's a good place to play if that works for you.
Okay. All right. I'll work on that. Am I on speaker? Do you want to be on speaker, or do you want to talk to me about the $12,000 payment that you're hoping my wife is sending you?
That's exactly what I need to speak to you about, because literally I was like, okay, I got the stuff, you know, everything back. I'm going to send out some studs. And they're like, yeah, have you talked to Jeff about it? I was like, send an email. I already updated my notes. So they're like, okay, let's talk about that then. So, and then I got a rolling email company-wide is finished jewelry, studs, necklaces, blah, blah, blah. You know, need to, you know, anything under this carat weight has to go out on invoice, and anything this, and it's going to only be 5 days, and blah, blah, blah. But it was after you, and what do you call it? I had already try getting stuff ready for you. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't want to do anything that's going to cause anybody any heartache. You know, that's never my bag.
Nope.
So,
I need a rough idea of when that would be sent. I don't need it necessarily.
I'm assuming
today.
Tomorrow, because Thursdays are usually check writing days. So,
okay.
I would say tomorrow there'll be something coming your way. I just don't know what or what the story is yet, but she can certainly, if you need to know today, I can call her and call you back. She's on the road right now coming back to Richmond from D.C., so she doesn't have her computer open. I can't do it at this moment, but
it's okay. I will,
What
do you call it, if you could offer to mail it to her and then send your publishing clearinghouse photograph to me, that makes things much slicker, much faster.
Yep, that's exactly what we'll do, and that doesn't need to be addressed further beyond here. Good job.
Hey, I listen.
Yep, I know. All right, I'll take care of it.
All right, bud.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.